On Consolation, Finding Solace in Dark Times, written and read by Michael Ignatieff. For Susanna. Preface. This book had its origins in an unusual invitation. In 2017, I was invited to give a talk about justice and politics in the Book of Psalms, as part of a choral festival in Utrecht in the Netherlands, at which four choirs would sing settings of all 150 of the Psalms. My lecture was to take place in an interval between performances. Apart from what nearly everyone knows, "The Lord is my shepherd," and "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow," I knew little about the Psalms. But I accepted anyway, telling myself I had time to learn. I studied them over a summer in the King James Version of the Bible, read Robert Alter's translations from the Hebrew, and gave the lecture. Afterward, my wife Susanna and I sat with the rest of the audience over a Saturday and Sunday to listen to the choirs with the words of the Psalms projected in Dutch and English above the stage. The music was beautiful, the words were resonant, and the experience had a cathartic effect I've been trying to understand ever since. I came to give a lecture about justice and politics, but I discovered consolation in the words, the music, and the tears of recognition in the audience. So that's how the project began, trying to understand the impact of the Psalms on me and others in that concert hall in Utrecht. How had ancient religious language exerted such a spell upon us, especially upon a non-believer like me? And what did it mean exactly to be consoled? As I pursued this project over the next 4 years, it became more enthralling, but also more difficult. I felt that I was wading against the current, working on a subject that bewildered friends and colleagues who often asked me, "Why consolation? Why now?" Then in March 2020, COVID-19 sent us all into recurrent lockdowns for a year or more. In the online world that became our global commons, there was a veritable explosion of attempts to provide consolation, to give meaning to our shared feelings of disorientation, fear, loneliness, and raw grief as the death tolls rose from the scarcely believable to the mutely accepted. Artists, writers, singers, musicians, and thinkers sought to bear witness to the moment and bring comfort to those around them. Susanna and I, for example, joined thousands online to listen to a Rotterdam orchestra who, unable to be together, played Beethoven's Ode to Joy on Zoom, the musicians in their homes coordinating their timing through earphones. A pianist, Igor Levit, played Beethoven's sonatas every night from his room in Berlin. Simon Rattle accompanied Magdalena Kozina as she sang songs by Brahms. Poets read poems of solace from their bedrooms. People read aloud from their copies of Camus' The Plague or Defoe's A Journal of the Plague Year. Rappers rapped, singers sang, intellectuals declaimed. This outpouring validated the impulse that led me to take counsel from great men and women who lived through times darker than our own and who found consolation in works of art, philosophy, and religion. These works are still there to help us in our hour of need, to perform their ancient task once again. Introduction. After Paradise. I am visiting a friend who lost his wife 6 months ago. He's frail but unsparingly alert. The chair where she used to sit is still in its place across from his. The room remains as she arranged it. I brought him a cake from a cafe that they used to visit together when they were courting. He eats a slice greedily. Then when I ask him how things are going, he looks out of the window and says quietly,